वाहिगुरु जी का खालसा, वाहिगुरु जी की फतेह। हेलो फ्रेंड्स, वेलकम टू सिख हिस्ट्री साखी पॉडकास्ट। आई एम हरप्रीत कौर, योर होस्ट। फ्रेंड्स, इन द लास्ट एपिसोड वी डिस्कस्ड दैट गुरु नानक देव जी एंड भाई मर्दाना जी आर इन पसरूर एंड अबाउट मियां मिठा जी, अ रेवर्ड सेंट who thought of teaching Guru Nanak ji a lesson and said that he would squeeze him like a lemon. Now, let's see what happens next. Since Guru Nanak ji's arrival, people had started gathering around him, praising him, listening to his divine words, and all this was reaching Mia Mittha ji. Moreover, Peer Abdul Rahman, who was Mia Mittha's teacher, advised him to get his blessings and told him about Guru Nanak ji's magnificence. But friends, Mia Mittha, although being a saint, was still captured in religious bias and felt hurt that his teacher had bowed down to another saint. Since he could not deny his teacher's advice, one day he finally got up and decided to go to meet Guru Nanak ji. Then one of his followers said, "O holy saint, you previously stated that Nanak would meet you and you would remove him like the cream is separated from the milk. Now you want to meet him personally?" Mian Mittha ji, full of his pride, said, "When the cream is removed from milk, nothing is lost. But when the juice is extracted from a lemon, just waste is left. As I said earlier, Nanak is a good saint, but I will squeeze and juice him dry like a lemon." Saying this, he left. Now, Mian Mittha ji arrives at the garden where the Lord of the universe, Guru Nanak ji, is sitting in remembrance of Almighty, while Bhai Mardana ji is playing the holy rabab. Guru Nanak ji welcomed Mian Mittha with a warm smile. Friends, at first, Mian Mittha was lost in Guru ji's divine radiance, the calm and bliss that surrounded him. But afterwards, his egoistic pride took over. Then he said, as mentioned in one of the Puratan Janam Sakhi, as "Aval nau khudai ka duja nabi rasool, Nanak kalma je padai, ताँ दर के पावे कबूल." Meaning, the name of the Lord is first and foremost, followed by the Prophet Muhammad's. O Nanak, reciting the name of the Prophet is the way to gain acceptance in Almighty's court. Guru Nanak ji then replied, as mentioned in Puratan Janam Sakhi, "Aval nau khudai ka dar darwan rasool, sekha niyat ras kar ta dargah pave kabool." Meaning, yes, Almighty's name is first and foremost. However, Prophet Muhammad serves as the gatekeeper. O Sheikh, make your intentions true and pure. Only then you will be accepted into God's court without any mediator. However, Mia Mitha Ji then tried his best to convince Guru Nanak Ji about the abilities and magnificence of the Prophet of Islam and of the spiritual necessity of a mediator in the court of Almighty. Mia Mitha Ji then uses the example of a lamp and asks Guru Nanak Ji, "How can a lamp burn without oil? You only tell me." My dear friends, here Mia Mitha Ji is referring to the lamp as a human body and oil as the mediator or prophet which will help him meet Almighty. Guru Nanak Dev Ji then said, "O Sheikh Mitha, there's no shelter there for any of them. Only that person who stays true to Almighty's name will be accepted." Then Guruji recited Bani as mentioned in Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji on Ang 25. Pothi Puran Kamaiye, Pavatti It Tan Paiye, Sach Bujan Aan Jalaiye, E Tel Diva Eon Jale, Kar Channan Sahab Tyon Mile, E Tan Lagge Baniya, Sukh Hove Sev Kamaniya. Meaning, Guru Nanak Ji says, "O dear Mitha, for this lamp, that is this body, let the fear of God be the wick and the reading and recitation of holy books be the oil. Use this oil and light your lamp with the fire of knowledge of truth. As such, you will meet the Almighty. O saint, by performing seva or selfless service and listening to Almighty's name, you will find peace. This entire world keeps coming and leaving in reincarnation. However, the one who does seva will be rewarded with a position of honor in the Lord's court." Guru Nanak Ji then further said, "Almighty is the creator of all prophets, saints, fakirs, devotees, pandits and sadhus. He is the one who creates and gives life. He is the all-powerful one. Though there are numerous names, but they all point to the same Almighty. Any other person's name is not the same as his name. Moreover, you can no longer be a worshipper of the one Almighty alone if you connect him with someone you refer to as his prophet." For Mia Mitha, it was as if the dirt of pride was being washed with pure clean water of knowledge. Then he asked, "O holy saint, kindly tell me the name of the scripture whose recitation will grant me acceptance in Almighty's court, that shall stay in my heart, and what are the kind deeds?" Guruji smiled and said, "Remain in remembrance and presence of the One Almighty. Give up the worldly desires and seek God as a means of purifying your soul. Be in company of holy saints and let there be only words of kindness on your tongue. Make your body the mosque and your mind the priest. Let God's words be the real purity for you. O holy man, give your mind control so that you might meet with God and receive spiritual enlightenment. Let faith serve as your prayer mat and truth as your prayer. Upon hearing such words from Guru Nanak Dev Ji, Mia Mittha Ji's heart was pierced and his soul danced to the new tunes of Almighty's love. He bowed to Guru Nanak Ji and asked for forgiveness for his harsh words. The benevolent and merciful Lord Guru Nanak Dev Ji then blessed him with Naam. My dear friends, Gurdwara Manji Sahib stands there today. However, another Gurdwara is also associated with Mia Mittha Ji and Guru Nanak Dev Ji, which exists in Kathiala, Gurdaspur, in India. This Gurdwara is known as Gurdwara Thada Sahib. Friends, though there is some confusion around the place, however, the message is same. I hope this brings some value to you and your family. Thank you.